You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on June 13th, 2025. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Congratulations to all graduates during this convocation week, along with their families and friends. Welcome to episode 23 of the Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music commentary on SF Athletics, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, another interview on the Massey Tunnel Replacement Project, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition after the following messages.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
First up is Cold Camp's We Hate Summer with Mutombo Bully Bravo. The following content may have some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
Wooden TVs, Swarovski crystal, 4 1/2 ounce bag beside the Ginsu. Hey yo, I am God Hindu. Divine retribution, Tinchu. The dog lord on a war horse, hop out the fourth door record, swing a sword gorgeous. Say yo, they spit folklore, I feel the balance. It's hard to fade with all this talent. It's hard to change when your shit don't seem valid. Evade the malice. Smoking West Coast ghosts up beside my palace. I came back like a zombie dude. Nike hat with a stamp on a barbecue. These rappers call me cool. I put the cash up in the duffel. I pull the tape, say I'm straight if he struggles. With the muzzle. Ayo, be humble. Welcome to the jungle. I wave the finger like Mutombo. No.
Pens are fun.
That was Mutombo Bully Bravo from Cold Camp's We Hate Summer. Next up is Nicola Miller's Living Things. Here is Poplar. Now I'd like to comment on the SFU athletics at this time. So I just sent a tweet regarding that. On June 7th, Justina DiStasio, a former wrestler for the women's wrestling program, where she became a four-time All-American, a three-time WCWA national champion, currently an assistant coach, was inducted into the North American Indigenous Athletic Hall of Fame in a ceremony in Green Bay, Wisconsin. DiStasio has an Indigenous heritage through her mother, Fiona Arthurson, a member of the Norway House Cree Nation. On top of her wrestling career at SFU, Justina DiStasio has been with Team Canada's wrestling program since 2011, joined Canada's senior team in 2015 when she earned us silver in that year's Pan American Games, joined Canada's Olympic team in 2016, a bronze in the 2017 Senior World Championships, senior world champion in 2018, another gold in the 2019 Pan American Games, returned to wrestling in 2021 for the Tokyo Olympics, and won her third career gold in the 2022 Commonwealth Games. On June 11th, the women's basketball provided a link to their latest newsletter on its Facebook page. On June 12th, Tori McClinchick earned second in the women's 1500 freestyle as she clocked in at 1648.39, only behind, the winner was, sorry about the omission. I will get the omission. I will get it right now. Sorry about this. Just only found this out now. I just only found this out today. So Tori McClintock was only behind Emma Finlan at 16:28.15 in the 2025 Bell Canadian Swimming Trials at Saanich Commonwealth Pool in Saanich, just north of Victoria.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Now I'd like to feature the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest baseball league for BC high school students, with many earning college scholarships and some getting drafted by Major League Baseball. I will mention the scores from June 7th in the Premier Division. Four doubleheaders were on tap for June 7th. The host Okanagan Athletics bested the Coquitlam Reds 9-6, followed by a 16-6 drubbing to complete a sweep at Kelowna's Elk Stadium. The visitors Delta Blue Jays bested the Victoria Eagles 8-6, who won Game 2 3-0 for a split at Lambrecht Park. The host Abbotsford Cardinals deep sixth of Victoria Mariners, 11-2, 10-2 for a sweep at Elder, and the visitors Wally Chiefs shaded the North Island Royals 3-2, who won Game 2 4-2 for a split at Parksville's Inuit Wallace Field. Meanwhile, the Langley Premier Blaze, who competed in the 2015-18 U Perfect Game Canadian Invitational at Royals Field in Dorchester, Ontario, fell to the Toronto Mets 6-2. Langley returned to action on June 8th, where they shaded the Ontario Blue Jays 3-2 in the semifinals and dominated the Great Lake Canadiens 18U 8-3 in the finals, highlighted by Keenan Parker's grand slam for the crown and the 2025 18U Perfect Game Canadian Invitational. Meanwhile, five doubleheaders were on June 8th in the BC Premier Baseball Premier Division. The host, Victoria Eagles, doubled up Delta 4-2, who won Game 2 2-1 for a split at Lambrecht Park. Abbotsford shaded the visitors, Victoria Mariners 2-1, followed by an 8-6 win in Game 2 for a sweep at Del Air. The host, Okanagan, bested Coquitlam in a Talbot Lemon Suckfest, followed by a 5-4 win for a weekend sweep at Clonus Elk. North Island shaded the visitors Wally 2-1, who won Game 2 in a 12-2 drubbing for a weekend split at Parksville's Inuit Wallace Field. The White Rock Tritons destroyed the host North Shore Twins 8-2, who won Game 2 8-6 for a split at North Vancouver's Parkgate Park. On June 11th, the Langley Blaze Invitational kicked off featuring 11 BC Premier teams, along with 6 teams from Alberta. At Langley's McLeod Park, the Okotoks Black shaded Langley 5-4, followed by Wally's 5-4 edge over North Shore. Meanwhile, Abbotsford tripled up Okotoks. Just a minute, please. Something is... Meanwhile, Abbotsford tripled up Okotoks Red 3-1. Also on June 11th, the lone BC PBL game in the Premier Division featured the UBC Thunder at Delta, where the hosts won 6-5 at Mackey. 9 games were on tap in the Langley Blaze Invitational on June 12th, split over 3 parks. At Langley's McLeod Park, the AHP shaded the Okotoks black 1-0. The Weber Wildcats shaded the North Shore Twins 4-3. The Weber Wildcats defeated the Sylvan Lake Gulls 5-3, who deep sixed the Victoria Mariners 6-0. At Abbotsford Stellar Park, the host Cardinals soared over the Delta Blue Jays 10-2. The ATHX quadrupled the Okotoks Red 4-1, and the North Island Royals crowned Delta 7-0. At Salisbury Athletic Park, the Coquitlam Reds tripled up the host White Rock Tritons 3-1, and Mid-Island Pirates looted the Parkland Twins 10-2. 14 games are on slate today, with 6 already finals. At Langley's McLeod Park, the Sylvan Lake Gulls blanked the Wally Chiefs 4-0, followed by the Victoria Eagles 7-1 thrashing over the AHP. At City Park, which I believe is in Surrey, let me take a look here. I believe the City Park is in Surrey, where the Wally Chiefs blank the Weber Wildcats 3-0. At Abbotsford Stellar Park, the Okotoks Red dominated the North Island Royals 7-0. The Abbotsford Cardinals, the venue hosts, dethroned North Island 10-0. At Salisbury Athletic Park, the Coquitlam Reds defeated the Calgary Bucks 5-2.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current standings in the BC Premier Baseball League Premier Division. The Langley Blaze are first at 20-4. The North Shore Twins are second at 21-6. The Wally Chiefs are 16-9 for third. The Mid Island Pirates are fourth at 16-10. The Abbotsford Cardinals are fifth at 16-11. The Okanagan Athletics are sixth at 18-14. The Victoria Eagles are seventh at 15-13, and the UBC Thunder are eighth at 15-14. The top eight teams make the playoffs. The Delta Blue Jays are 9th at 16-18. The North Island Royals are 10th at 11-15. The Victoria Mariners are 11th at 11-23. The White Rock Tritons are 12th at 9-24. And the Coquitlam Reds are last at 4-27.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. Now I'd like to report on the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, 3 levels below Major League Baseball. 3 games were on tap for June 7th. The Everett Aqua Sox scored their first two runs via solo jacks, first with Luis Suibel, followed by Ty Pete, both of Josh Bostic of the host Eugene Emeralds, part of a 4-run rally in the top of second. Pete hit his second home run off of Bostic in the top of third for a 5-1 lead, and ultimately fended off solo home runs from Bo Davidson, James Tipps from third, both of Nico Telech in the bottom of fourth, as Everett bested Eugene 6-4 at PK Park, with the last run from Charlie Pagliari's solo jack off Cedric Freco in the top of ninth. Meanwhile, the visitors Vancouver Canadiens had a 4-run rally in the top of third, highlighted by Cutter Coffey's 3-run home run off Ryan Costiu of the Tri-City Dust Devils, which gave Vancouver a 5-3 lead, and a game-winning hit for a 7-4 win over Tri-City at PK Park in Pasco, Washington. The third game featured the Hillsboro Hops and Spokane Indians, where the host scored 6 runs in the bottom of fourth, capped off by Aiden Longwell's... just a minute, please. Sorry, some of these... Sorry for this once again. There have been times where I don't enter relevant info, so I just have to backtrack. The computer too also isn't helping either. Just a minute, please. So where was I at? So the third game on June 7th featured the Hillsboro Hops and Spokane Indians, where the host scored 6 runs in the bottom of fourth, capped off by Aiden Longwell's 3-run home run off Lorenzo Encarnacion, and scored another 4 runs in the bottom of 5th, en route to a 15-8 Spokane drubbing of Hillsboro at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. On June 8th, Eugene thumped Everett 8-0, where 2 2-run home runs were hit in the bottom of 2nd, the first by O'Neill Perez, followed by Jack Payton, both of Evan Truitt. Spokane stunned Everett 9. Just a minute, please. Spokane stunned Hillsboro 9-8 with 3 runs in the bottom of 9th. And Vancouver exercised Tri-City 11-6, where the Canadiens scored 7 runs in the top of 7th, capped off by Nick Goodwin's grand slam off the Dust Devil Carlos Espinoza. There were 3 venue changes on June 10th, with a doubleheader featuring Washington State teams. In Game 1, the host Everett bested Tri-City in an 8-7 barn burner as Luis Suibel hit the game-winning home run off Sam Ryan in the bottom of 9th at Funko Field, where the Aqua Sox exercised the Dust Devils 8-0 in Game 2, highlighted by a 5-run barrage, capped off by Charlie Pagliari's 3-run jack off Logan Britt in the bottom of 4th. Where was I at? In an all-Oregon matchup, the visitors Eugene bested Hillsboro 9-6, highlighted by a 4-run rally in the top of 7th at Hillsboro Ballpark, and the host Vancouver quintupled Spokane 5-1 as Sean Key's 2-run home run off Stu Fleshland in the bottom of 5th was the eventual game-winning hit in Rogers Field at Nat Bailey. On... June 11th, Eugene grounded Hillsboro 7-2, highlighted by three runs in the top of 8th, followed by two runs in the top of 9th. Everett defeated Tri-City 5-2, highlighted by three runs in the bottom of 3rd, followed by two solo home runs in the bottom of 7th, the first by Charlie Pagliari, followed by Michael Arroyo, both up Leonard Garcia. And Vancouver doubled up Spokane 8-4, highlighted by a four-run rally in the bottom of 2nd. On June 12th, Eugene shaded Hillsboro 1-0. Tri-City thumped Everett 11-4, highlighted by a five-run barrage in the top of 4th, where Ben Gobo hit a grand slam off Ashton Issy, followed by another four-run rally in the top of 7th, where Matt Courtney hit a two-run home run off Jesse Wainscott, and Vancouver bested Spokane 10-6, highlighted by a five-run rally in the bottom of 1st, followed by another five-run barrage in the bottom of 3rd. Three games are on tap today. Right now, Vancouver is thumping Spokane 15-0 in the top of 9th. Later on, Tri-City renews in Everett at 7:05, and Eugene resumes in Hillsboro, also 7:05. All times are Pacific.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, are first at 32-28 and have won 7 in a row. The Eugene Emeralds are second at 31-29 and have won 4 in a row as an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants. The Everett Aqua Sox are third at 31-29. The Hillsboro Hops are 4th, 30-30, with a 5-game losing streak. The Everett Aqua Sox are an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, while the Hillsboro Hops are an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, are 5th at 29-31 and have lost 3 in a row. And the Tri-City Dust Devils are last at 27-33 as an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels.
Hey, this is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UCAS and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Welcome to the second half of episode 23 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM.